7:48. Brian Finn is back with Business News.
Thank you, Gavin. The Irish-based online betting site and prediction market InTrade is to shut down, the company says on its website. Customer accounts have been frozen pending an investigation, and it's unclear if it's going to reopen at all. Now, the Bord Gáis Energy Index is out for February. A reduction in geopolitical concerns helped ease prices. And John Heffernan is a power trader at Bord Gáis Energy.
We're really seeing a drop in the oil price in dollar terms because the euro weakened so much versus the US dollar. We saw no change in the oil price month on month. And oil is the dominant part of the energy index. So if oil doesn't change, we tend to see little movement in the overall energy index month on month. So you're seeing a 0% change there.
The coal element of last month's index is particularly interesting, up 9%. What's happening there?
Yeah, there's a number of issues coming out of Colombia. Like, Colombia is one of the biggest steam coal exporters to the Atlantic region. So there's an Atlantic coal market. And there's a strike with one of the main producers. And the second producer then is banned from exporting during the month of February because of an environmental issue. On the back of that, the market got a little bit tense. And we saw an increase of 9% in the price of coal month on month between January and February.
Now, you mentioned the dollar factor there. But let's look at the states, the wider United States question and their quest for energy independence.
Yeah, the amount of oil coming out of the US, it's massive increases. For example, now in February, we saw oil production hit a 20-year high. We saw the imports drop to a 20-year low, and the production from year on year has gone up 22%. So it's called shale oil or tight oil, and it's kind of described as a revolution or a game changer. What's happening then is that the US, through hydraulic fracturing and horizontal drilling, is getting access to what's known as unconventional oil. So there's massive quantities there. For example, now at $90 a barrel, they're expected to be able to produce 45 billion barrels. So that's an absolutely massive game changer. So we could see in the future the US become energy independent. By 2020, it's expected to be the biggest oil producer on the planet and to be the biggest gas producer on the planet, overtaking Saudi Arabia on oil and Russia on gas. If the US becomes energy independent, it possibly could mean less concern what happens in the Middle East, and maybe we could see, instead of ships from the US keeping the channels such as the Strait of Hormuz open, that could be Chinese ships 20, 30 years' time.
From a purely self-centred point of view, what kind of effect could that have on energy prices over this side of the world, say?
Yeah, well, I think the big impact is that if the US has more oil, it's going to be less looking to the outside world for that oil. So that means there's more oil for everyone else. So the OPEC, we know from last year that the spare capacity in OPEC was really tight. You know, we took Iran out of the situation. We've issues with Syria, Yemen, Libya. So it got really, really tight and prices spiked up. And I think in 2012, the average annual price was the highest ever. So if you see the US importing less oil, that spare capacity is going to increase, and therefore prices for Brent crude, which is the price that we pay for oil, could actually start easing slightly.
John Heffernan of Bord Gáis Energy. Now, Swiss-based baked goods firm Arysta has reported group revenue for the 6 months to the end of January, up 8% to just over €2 billion. Arysta said its net profit was 5.5% higher at €129.4 million. Earnings per share were up 0.5% to 146.4 cents. The group Arysta was formed in 2008 after the Swiss bakery group Highstand and the Irish company IAWS merged. Enda Kenny will underpin the importance of Britain staying within the EU when he meets David Cameron today. He's also due to deliver a speech to the London School of Economics, where he'll urge Mr. Cameron to do all he can to keep the UK within Europe. Ireland is well positioned to benefit from the uncertainty brought about by the proposed referendum on the EU or the UK leaving the EU, but the view is that a British exit would have a wider negative impact on Irish interests in the longer term. Now, the Ulster Bank Construction Purchasing Managers Index, which looks at activity in the construction sector, showed a slight drop in activity in February. However, new orders and employment fell at slower rates than in previous months. So in other words, workers are still being laid off in the sector, but at a slower rate than previously. Jobs and Enterprise Minister Richard Bruton is in Washington today for talks with senior figures in the Obama administration on a new EU-US free trade agreement. In his State of the Union speech this year, President Barack Obama said negotiations would begin on a free trade agreement between the US and Europe. The proposed partnership would remove tariffs, open markets, and potentially boost economic activity. Now, Australia's central bank has been hit by a cyber attack, but it says no data was lost or systems were compromised. A report in today's Australian Financial Review newspaper claims the bank has been repeatedly and successfully hacked and information has been stolen. The bank responded with a statement saying it had been the target of cyber attacks, but said it was confident that viruses had been isolated and had not been spread across the banking systems or the network. Back to our initial story on the Irish-based online betting site InTrade, which has been shut down. That site was sued by the last year by the US regulator and was blocked to all US users as question marks apparently rose over the prediction markets it specialised in and whether they actually had predictive ability. The site was particularly popular during the election season in the US, and there'll be more on that story during the day. On the currencies this morning, the euro is trading at just over $1.30 and just above 87 pence sterling.
Brian, thank you.